When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, good evening. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Teammates Timeout with Demo and Ash on 93.7 The Ticket. My name is DeMoyne Adams. I also go by Demo, and we have Ashton Honor, who goes by Ash. We're excited for today as we continue to let everyone know what it means to be a teammate's mentor. You know, first, I got to start off by saying, Ash, you have been my teammate now for 2 months.
Two whole months.
You have been my teammate. So as we kind of just dive right into just the term teammate, you know, it's important to have this culture within our team that we cannot be teammates unless we are teammates.
Correct.
So how has it felt to be teammates?
It feels like we've been teammates a lot longer than 2 months. And that is a huge compliment. Because that means, as we know, both of us as former athletes, like we've talked about this in previous shows, like athletes, you're wired differently. There's a different sense of grit and determination, but also you know how to establish that culture in helping create those teammates and those relationships. So I think that our experience with that has assisted greatly in our relationship as teammates, because it's easy to bounce ideas off of each other. It's easy when I'm walking in your office, like, hey, I want to pick your brain about this. Like, we can just go. Yeah. And so it's a huge compliment when I tell you, it feels like we've been teammates a lot longer than 2 months.
That's awesome. So far, teammates mentoring feels like a team.
Feels like home.
And it feels like our staff are teammates.
Yes.
So I know you played basketball.
I did.
I played football.
Yeah.
And I know we're going to go back and forth and, you know, we're going to have and some special guests, but talk to me about what it looked like when you used to be a teammate.
When I used to be
back
a teammate
in the day.
And I will say, being a coach's kid, I learned very early on in life how to be a good teammate, because I got to watch for a really long time before I was an athlete. So again, a little backstory with that. My dad was a baseball coach growing up, so I'm a baseball coach's kid through and through. Dad would take me to practices since I was 5 years old. So I got to watch how these baseball players were interacting with each other. And I always say, as cheesy as that sounds, as like a five-year-old, you're watching. Those little eyes are watching. And so I learned very quickly what it means to and how to face and overcome adversity. And I saw what it was like to hold your teammates accountable if they were slacking or if they missed that fly ball. Like, how do I pick them up in doing that? And so by the time, you know, it was my turn to get to be that athlete. And then, mind you, I had phenomenal coaches as well that hold the team to a very high standard on how you're going to treat each other, how you're going to hold each other accountable. And that's all thanks to John Larson and Paul Smith at Lincoln Southeast High School, playing basketball for them. But again, the values of being a team, because ultimately that made us truly successful. And, you know, you leave your stuff at the door, you're coming into practice, and you're with your team. You pick them up when they are down, you pick up the slack, they're having a bad day, you are on that line running sprints with them. There is no I in team. As cheesy as that sounds, it's a we over me. And we talk about that too, as our own teammates team, we over me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. And, you know, I can't help but to think when I played for the Huskers and in some professional football, but my favorite team is when I played for the Huskers.
And why was that?
You know, we were a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be with a group of teammates for 5 years, because I redshirted that first year, kind of going back to everything that you learned, overcoming adversity, leadership, having each other's back, encouraging others, and simply putting that we over me. We're all working toward one common goal, regardless of our differences, and whether I play defense or someone else plays offense, like, we are there for each other. And I can't help but to think That's probably what Coach Osborne and his wife Nancy thought about when they created Teammates Mentoring.
Right.
How can we provide a teammate for a young person, someone who can be there for them, to encourage them, to help them to overcome adversity, mm-hmm. obstacles, so that together, right, working as a team, what do people say? Together, everyone achieves more.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say Teammates Mentoring, we have been able to achieve so much because of the teamwork between our mentors helping our kids.
And currently, Teammates serves roughly 10,000 students, which means we have 10,000 mentors.
Yes.
Across 5 states. And that includes 192 chapters across those 5 states. So that's pretty incredible.
It is. It is. And, you know, even for a student to say, I have a teammate.
Yes.
You know,
the pride that they have with saying that.
Yes. And we're talking 95% of our students say that they are proud to be in Teammates, to have a Teammates.
Now tell me, which grade levels are we most in need of mentors?
Third through fifth grade. You know, third through fifth grade, I would say for a couple of reasons. One, when our mentors are matched young, mm-hmm. It creates sustainability.
Right.
Because when they get into middle school, there's peer pressure and it gets tougher. Third through fifth grade is really what we are striving for. But then also because of this incredible opportunity that we have with the state, these are students that would love to have a teammate, but we don't have enough mentors to become a teammate. But then also the challenges that they are facing today because of the challenges that this entire nation, this entire world faced 3 months ago because of COVID, when it comes to reading literacy, when it comes to their emotional intelligence, when it comes to problem solving, for them to have a teammate to encourage them to walk and talk them through some of these things and to simply listen. That's going to help them to get through this game called life.
And we both have teammates.
Yes.
We talk about it every show. I adore my teammate who actually falls in that third through fifth grade range. And so we're going through all the things that you're talking about in regards to literacy. So she's very smart. So she's awesome. We read all the time. We play games. When we play those games, I'm like, why don't you read the instructions? And then just, she's so smart too. So I'm so excited to be in that third through fifth grade with my, being that demographic, having a mentee in that age group, because there's so much opportunity to help them. And again, trying to teach her how to be a good teammate, how to be a good classmate, how those are going to go hand in hand. So I'm very excited about that opportunity. But if somebody wants to become a mentor, how do they do that?
Teammates.org. And right now, 93.7 The Ticket. This show is live right now on Facebook and Twitter. Make sure that you follow Teammates Mentoring because we put up posts all of the time with that call to action. Teammates.org. And there's a button, apply to become a mentor. And for those of you that are listening for the first time, Teammates Mentoring, we serve the entire state of Nebraska. We're in 7 school districts in South Dakota, 28 in Iowa, 15 in Kansas, and 4 in Wyoming. We are serving over 200 communities. We're currently serving almost 10,000 students, but there are still more students that will love to have a teammate, but we don't have enough volunteers to step in and step up and click that apply to become a mentor to be a part of this team.
And it's super easy. The whole process, you'll go to teammates.org. You're going to click the button that says become a mentor, right? Step one, check. Step two, you're going to fill out that application. It's going to ask you different questions. And then what's going to happen then is our training and services team goes through. We do check those references. So shout out to Michelle on our team. Yep. And Angie, who go through all of those references. And then what we then do is pair you with a student who best met you, who have similar personalities. So we know that you guys are going to get along well. Super easy process. Go to teammates.org. And then also, let's say somebody wasn't quite ready to be a mentor, but they have the resources to give their time in other ways or give resources in other ways in regards to donating. How do they go about doing that?
Well, you can always say incredible things about Teammates Mentoring by giving us a shout out, sharing this interview on your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram page. Just put the word out. There's a need. We need more mentors. Tell your coworkers, tell your friends. If you are in a position to make decisions at your job, invite us to come talk to your employees about becoming a teammate's mentor, because there's kind of a different ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking mentors to become that teammate to a mentee.
Right.
And then with this goal of these students, because they have a teammate, they're going to be a good teammate in mm-hmm. the classroom. They're going to be a good teammate when it comes to how they play with other kids.
Right. So
they're going to be a good teammate when it comes to making decisions. So do you like how I created that different ripple effect?
It's true,
just the impact that when a student has a teammate mentor, that we are influencing students to somewhat model what mm-hmm. they're following.
Absolutely.
Which is why we take pride in our background check, our screening, our training. We're bringing in positive role models. Why? Because what they see is who they will be.
Mm-hmm. And again, I'm glad you mentioned the training piece, because that's one thing I forgot in that process. The training's super easy, 2 hours max.
Yeah.
And so I don't want you to feel worried, like, oh gosh, what am I going to talk to this student about? Like, how am I going to interact with them? It's like, let the conversation happen organically. Play games. Help them with their homework. We've done that too. Yeah. Obviously, don't do their homework, of course, but just be a good teammate. Help them, guide them in that direction. So today's theme, as we talked about, is teamwork and teammates.
Yes.
Demo, what does being a good teammate mean to you?
To be a good teammate is, you know, bare bones. You got to have the back of your teammate. Having someone's back, encouraging others, putting that we over me, having that sense of attitude, and just focusing on that one common goal.
Mm-hmm.
There's this different love that you have for your teammates that's just very unconditional, kind of going back to what Coach Brown talked about.
Yep.
And so that's why being a part of teammates mentoring is natural, because this is what I feel like my whole life I've been trained and conditioned to do. And so being a teammate for me is simply having the back of someone else, wanting to see someone else be successful, and you do things together.
And two of our guests who we have coming in, you have a teammate, former teammate. I have a former teammate. What I really liked what you just said about, you know, having their backs. And that's kind of like, it's lifelong. It's not just your 4 or 5 years that you're in college and then it's like, okay, see you later. Like, no, like these are your lifers. Like my parents always told me, you know, the people you meet in high school, you know, those are not your longstanding relationships. Essentially, it's the people you meet in college, go through those battles with, go through those early morning workouts and trainings. And, you know, you ride the wave a lot too. You have your winning seasons, you have your losing seasons. And again, how you act as a teammate will help you face and overcome those riding those waves and those wins and those losses. But again, also to be able to celebrate those teammates outside of that sports world or that activities world. So like going to their wedding, celebrate, you know, they're having kids. So it's like you take them throughout different phases of your life.
Yes.
It's not just a teammate for 5 years. It's a teammate for life.
And, you know, what's nice about teammates mentoring is as your teammate,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have team norms.
Yes.
Which gets me really excited, because when I was a part of the Huskers, we had these norms, and these norms somewhat created the standard of how we treated one another.
Mm-hmm.
So to even go further and beyond what it means to be a teammate, it involves trust.
Right.
It involves transparency, collaboration, respect, and fun.
Yep.
Work hard, play hard.
Right.
And I think that is what allows us as teammates mm-hmm. to bring teammates mentoring to so many communities.
Right.
But for those of you that are listening, just know that teammates mentoring started with 22 football players under Coach Osborne. But you don't have to be a former athlete. You simply just have to have the back of a young person, encourage them, listen to them, be there for them. It is a commitment, because commitment to students is one of our core values, Integrity and trust is one of our core values. Safety, inclusion, and strengths-based. We look for the good, not for the bad.
Mm-hmm. And teammates is for all students.
All students.
All students, not just for maybe the troubled kids, quote. I'm doing air quotes right now, but it's for all kids. Anybody who wants a mentor, any student in grades 3 through 12, and then we also have post-secondary as well.
Yes.
Talk about our post-secondary program a little bit.
So when students reach their full potential, we have scholarships in place to help them to use their full potential, whether it's to a four-year school, two-year, trade school, career school. And national data shows that 71% of students make it to their second year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, over the last 12 years, because we provide mentors for those students when they pursue post-secondary, over 90%. So talk about persistence.
Right.
It's one thing to get students to college, but to get them through college, mm-hmm. teammates mentoring nationally, we're changing the game. We have presented to national conferences around our post-secondary mentoring program. So shout out to Jackie McKeever, who is heading that up with her Teammates Plus team. And just overall, what we are simply trying to do is to provide a young person with a teammate. And so if you can be a teammate, you can be a mentor, because to be a teammate, you simply just got to be there for another person. And we're asking that person is a young person, but we need 18 years of older individuals to step up to be that teammate's mentor.
And the commitment is super easy. 1 hour a week. 1 hour a week.
Yeah.
That easy. In the school, let's make sure we say it is school-based. So you do it during school hours, lunchtime. I always tell my teammate, I will promise I won't show up during recess, because that time is very important for that. Yeah. Those third through fifth graders, they love that recess time. But again, she gets out of one of her classes sometimes to come meet with me. So she's really excited about that. So I'm like, okay, well, let's just be careful about which classes we're getting out of here. Yeah. But again, it's in school, 1 hour a week. Super easy. The building coordinators and program coordinators are phenomenal to work with. So let's say you had a conflict come up and you couldn't make it. All you have to do is simply call the school, talk to your building coordinator. And of course, they're very flexible as well.
Yes. So we're currently serving 189 chapters, which means that whatever school district that we're in, from Lincoln to Grand Island to Palmyra or Bennett to good old Raymond Central, Beatrice, there is a team, a program coordinator. We have a building facilitator. We have a board. I mean, hypothetically, including program coordinators, board members, we have over 2,000 people that are simply working together as a team to make teammates mentoring happen.
That's incredible.
And we only have 33 staff.
Yes.
33 staff that, you know, talk about a nonprofit, talk about hard workers, team workers, and heart workers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are truly committed to being teammates for teammates mentor. And that's the one thing that I love about the topic today. The one thing that I love about our special guests as they come in, just to dive deeper into what it meant for them to be a teammate.
Mm-hmm.
And then what that means for all of you that are listening, you can be a teammate. You don't have to be a tutor. You don't have to be a therapist. You don't have to have this wide array of experience. We're talking about being a teammate, being there for a young person. And it is one of the coolest programs in the world. You want to know why? Because our students, 95% of them saying that it's cool. And so join the team, be a mentor, teammates.org. And like us, follow us on all of our social media. And just continue to get to know the impact that Nancy and Tom Osborne started.
33 years ago. Can you believe that?
33 years ago. I mean, what a cool name. Teammates.
Right?
Teammates.
Right?
Like, we are asking for more volunteers to be a teammate.
Join our team.
Yes.
We are very team focused with our team values, core values.
Yes.
Again, that all attributes to, for those of you who maybe missed our first two shows, on our first show, we talked about the teammates' mission in teammates and how it was founded in 1991 by Nancy and Coach Tom Osborne, but Teammates Mentoring Program was the brainchild of Nancy.
Yes. Yes. Because the concept was, how can we help students to be winners in the classroom so that they can one day be winners in life, mm-hmm. in this game of life? And there are so many students. You know, I cannot wait to have my post-secondary mentee on the show.
Yes.
Because he is now a mentor.
Awesome.
We have been matched up for over 10 years, and he is truly winning. Now, keep in mind, just in the game of football, mm-hmm. it's not easy to score that touchdown.
No.
You're going to get tackled. You're going to get hit. You're going to get knocked down. And that's life, the obstacles, the mm-hmm. challenges, the adversity. But when you have a teammate that's saying, you got this, you can do it, I believe in you, don't give up, you know, that helps him to understand, even though there is no I in team, you want to know what there is an I in? And win. And winners never quit, and quitters never win. So we are helping young people to be winners simply because they have a teammate.
Yes. All right. So we're about heading into break. Do we tell them who our guests are?
Nope.
Nope.
You got to stay tuned. You got to watch us. We're about to keep this show, this party going. Stay tuned. Teammates Time Out with Demo and Ash on 93.7 The Ticket.
Welcome back to Teammates Time Out with Demo and Ash on 93.7 The Ticket. Demo and I are so excited to welcome in our special guest, Mr. Jay Foreman. Welcome. Thank you for being here. And Miss Sadie Kahn, one of my former teammates, is joining us as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, Demo, let's dive in.
Well, Jay, I appreciate you for joining, not only because we are family here at 93.7 right. The Ticket, but when I thought about bringing in a former Husker teammate, you know, you were a senior when I was a freshman.
Yeah.
98.
Yeah, man.
Now,
long time ago.
And I was born.
Really?
Whoa,
thanks, Austin.
Thanks.
Now, of course, you have more rings than me, but the one thing that we have in common, a couple of things, you know, we were both black shirts.
Yeah.
And would love for everyone to hear, you know, what it meant to be a teammate black shirt. Because as we talk about teammates mentor, I'm pretty sure
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, askmepeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Coach and his wife, Nancy, they thought of this cool name Teammates because of a football.
Right.
So tell us about what it meant to be a black shirt teammate.
I mean, it's one of those things that's like, I mean, I guess you could say it's a brotherhood just because of, you know, it's defense, but it's being the ultimate teammate. I mean, you know, when you walk in here, it's like, hey, you appreciate me coming down and you ask and I'm available, I'm going to do it. That's a teammate, right? I mean, you do what you have to do for your teammates. And, you know, yeah, I was older, obviously. Thanks, Demo. You know? But, you know, once you're a black shirt and once you kind of been through some stuff together, you're kind of like, you know, intertwined. I do think the defensive mentality as far as teammates is a little bit different than offense. Because in order for a defense to be successful, you have to have all three levels rolling together and you got to be selfless generally. You know what I mean? Being a teammate is just going above and beyond for your, the people that you play with, you know, and on and off the field. You have to, you know, sometimes, you know, put them in the headlock, put their arm around them. This is all the things you have to do, man. And that's what Coach Osborne kind of embedded in us, you know. And then Coach McBride took it to another level where I was more afraid. I went through two phases in college. When I first became a black shirt, I was good peer pressure and afraid of letting my teammates down. Because I was starting as a freshman, you know, everybody was established. So, you know, you're kind of, you know, wanting to earn your credit, you know, your respect. So you don't want to let anybody down, let alone even your classmates, because you're the guy out there, right? And everybody's pulling for you. Then as I became older or about to leave, I didn't want to leave and not leave a good impression. You know what I'm saying? And so you get it coming in and you get it going out. If you really dive into, being a Black shirt and a teammate.
So there was this sense of this responsibility,
right?
Sense of commitment, but also ownership as well,
right?
Like being a teammate.
Right.
Ashton, I know you played basketball.
I did. That's how I met Sadie. P-Wolf Nation.
Yep.
So, you know, we take pride in being Black shirt defensive teammates. Tell us more about the pride of the both of you and what you shared together on the court.
We are both post players. I came in as a freshman. Sadie was a junior. I'm not going to lie. She scared me to death. Here you were a much more, to Jay's point, being an established upperclassman and being this like tiny little freshman coming in, like scared to play with the big dogs, per you say. But no, Sadie was awesome with like your leadership, but also you learned that you're also a coach's kid. You were also a coach. You were also a teacher, a coach's wife as well. But so talk a little bit about being that coach's kid. Kind of, we've had similar experiences going up. Like you learned at a very young age how to be a teammate, and then talk about how that has carried you through like all these different phases of your life right now.
Yeah. So I grew up in a really tiny town. And I would say my dad is like a staple of our community. He was the football coach, and I was a K-12 building. So from kindergarten to senior year, I was in the same building, and it was not uncommon to see, you know, 5-year-old Sadie running around on the sidelines, although we didn't have a practice football field. So it was just like this grass field, sometimes just dirt. But I knew that, like, I knew when he was mad, I knew why he was mad. And so you kind of grow up, I feel like you grew up a little faster because you got to see all these who you idolize,
right?
Like those high school athletes I idolized, and you're kind of privy to those conversations that coaches have. My mom was also a coach, not when I was little, but prior to my existence. But so they would have a lot of those coaches conversations at the dinner table, and those conversations never left the dinner table. We knew that very early on. I'm 6.5 years younger than my brothers, older brothers, and they played football and ran cross country. So like sports was all I knew, coaching, teaching, sports, all I knew growing up. And I think learning the accountability, learning the responsibility that it holds to be a teammate, whether that be like, I'm the head coach, you're the assistant coach, here's our receivers coach. Like I can remember taking sandwiches up to school after Friday Night Lights so that my dad and his coaching teammates could break down film. I can remember listening to those conversations about what the running backs need to do or how special teams like literally really dropped the ball on that game. And then just watching my brother go through college and then myself experiencing that, like, I feel like I was maybe at an advantage because I knew what coaches expected just because I had heard all those conversations since I was so young. And so I would say that kind of like shaped and developed who I am as a coach and even as a teacher. I think being a teacher is being a good teammate, whether that's to your students or to your staff and your school. So just like all around encompassing, like, I don't know what I would do if I wasn't a teammate.
Yes.
Now, to the both of you, when you are part of a team, is it fair to say that being around other teammates, there's this somewhat positive influence? You have role models, you have this responsibility, so to speak. When you were a part of a winning team, you have 3 national championships, tons of Big 12 conference championships. Tell everyone, when you are a part of a team, how that helps you to be a good teammate.
Well, because you got to do something. I mean, a lot of times you have to really maybe take a lesser role, but really like make it. You always say be the all-American you in whatever position or role that you have. So like for me, you know, I was starting as a freshman, and then somebody would come in. I felt personally I was obviously, but I mean, it worked out that I was, you know, a little bit better or whatever. But, you know, at that point in time, you got to do what you got to do for the betterment of the team, because ultimately you got to win. And it's generally positive because everybody's watching how you react to adverse situations. It's never easy. It's generally, sports are generally harder than easy. No matter what it looks like on Saturday or whatever day it is. And so it's the ultimate sacrifice, right? You could probably go somewhere else and kind of get everything handed to you. Or do you want to go and earn it and have to earn it every day? But you have to do that with your teammates and for your teammates. I mean, being on a team is probably taught me more about things. I mean, when you're going through it, you don't know any, I knew to show up, play hard, do extra, just like that. But as you're getting older, you know, anytime that I've had to try to infuse some success, right, or like see if I got a little bit more energy into something, I go back to what I learned as a, you know, being on the team as a football player. And then I think the people like my friends and stuff, they're pretty good teammates as well.
Yeah.
You know,
now what about you being a part of a team, being a teammate? Tell everyone how that made you more accountable, but then also to some degree, you were a junior, Ash was a freshman. You had to use your role to be a role model, right?
Yeah. Well, I would like to think so. I think it's funny that she says I was intimidating.
She was.
Because
we saw it though when she was talking about that class. I know I got scared.
Fire.
Yeah, I was scared. Yeah.
And Good Life Fitness. Fire. Yeah.
8 a.m. Saturday. Shameless plug. No, all the teammates I had, like, I was obviously very tiny school, and here comes Ash. Like, she's Lincoln Southeast, which many people don't know. I like girls' sports, whatever. Lincoln Southeast, when I was in high school and the years following, were like the premier.
Yeah.
It was Southeast, it was Northeast, it was Bell East. Like, that was the basketball school. So here I am, a junior, and Ash comes in, and like, we're tiny, right? Air quotes tiny, because I don't know if tiny has ever been a word that has described me. But I was so scared, like, oh God, she's going to take my spot. Like, that accountability piece. And like, once you initially got over that fear of, no, she's not taking my spot, she's making me better, and I'm making her better, and it's my responsibility to give my all in practice, and it's my responsibility to bring what I can to the table so that we can better develop one another. Like, my teammates only made me better,
right?
A better player, but also a better human. Like, I don't have a whole lot of what I would call girlfriends, but the girlfriends I do have are my teammates, and they were my teammates on campus. Mm-hmm. And they remain in my life today. One of our former teammates is the reason why I have the job I have. So like, just those connections that you build and those deep bonds, I would say just helped me feel a sense of purpose and what I could bring to the table, knowing that my teammates had my back, and where I was weak, they were strong, and we lifted each other up.
When I use the phrase "we over me," what does that mean to you as a former teammate?
Yeah, you can't describe it any better than what you said. It's like, we, it's like, when you think, I guess I could say this, right? It's like, everybody, here's the definition of like us as Black shirts or teammates or whatever, is like, I want to play good. I want to play my best for me, right? But also want to play just as good or my best for you. So I always say this, you operate individually, but you think collectively.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Austin.
Hey, hold on. Hey, now. Hey, listen. Let me tighten him up a little bit. Don't be going to all them speeches and using my stuff, man. I'm going to tell you, little birdie, when I went out to Hastings, they say you've been dropping some of my nuggets out there. So that's the main reason I came today. Not to play. But that, I mean, when you think about it, though, when you're going to, like, doing it individually, mm-hmm. right? But when you're thinking collectively, it's we. Because we are playing our best. We are, you know what I mean? Yeah. It, now it gets a little hairy when you're trying to, when you're doing it just for yourself, but that's what a great team is. You, everybody's operating. I mean, cause you going against a tight end, you like, I got to get after him. Right.
Yeah.
Because you have to, because we did it 50 times down there in the pit and all that. So that's individual, but you know, you're thinking, doing it collectively. Cause if you're in a nine or you're in a seven, you're going to play the outside or inside the tight end.
Yeah.
And you do it collectively.
We over me as a former teammate.
As a former teammate, I would say that we're only going to be successful as what we can do together. As a coach, I would say the we over me, like, I'm doing this for you because I no longer can put on the jersey. So we are doing this together because I love it, you love it, we love it together. How can we do it to the best of our collective ability? And as a teacher, like, I talk all the time in my class, even with the first graders, they're 6 years old, but they're bright, that they know we together as a first grade class are making an impact. And if I try to do it by myself, it's going to be really hard. And 6 year olds don't like to do things that are hard. That perseverance, developing that grit is like our main goal all the time. So then when you put a bunch of their teammates with them or their classmates or their peers, they're a little more apt to persevere. They're a little more energetic to dig their heels in and work through it. So I think as a teammate, whether it be a teacher, coach, an actual teammate on a basketball team, the we over me is just how strong you are.
That's awesome. And we're going to keep this going because we want to tie this into all of the listeners that are listening, how they can be a teammate to a young person. Ages third through post-secondary. The need is third through fifth grade. But we appreciate you all for sharing what it means to be a teammate for football, for basketball, but also what it means to be a coach. But we're going to keep this going. Teammates Time Out with Demo and Ash on 93.7 to the Ticket. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Teammates Time Out with Demo and Ash on 93.7 The Ticket. Joining us is Jay Foreman and Sadie Khan, both teammates of Demo and myself. Again, thank you both so much for being here. We want to end the show still talking about, we had such great conversation in that last segment. We want to keep it rolling. So one of the questions that I specifically want to ask Sadie, how do you instill the value of being a good teammate in your players?
So our athletes, we're lucky we have a tight-knit group. And so being a teammate, it's kind of like a sisterhood. You know, you nor I were not in a sorority,
no.
But our basketball team like truly was our sorority. And these girls need those relationships. High school's rough.
Mm-hmm.
And the experiences that they have post-high school are also rough. There's a lot of pressure from the outside world and they feel it heavy. So cheering each other on and being there for one another, whether it is in basketball, like, yes, we're obviously going to cheer for you when you take a charge. Like, that's a big thing. But we're going to cheer for you, too, when you ace that test. We're going to cheer for you when mm-hmm. you do get accepted to that college. Or we're just going to cheer for you when you have a big personal victory. And so kind of developing that, like, the buzzword in education right now is restorative practice.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea mm-hmm. is you build the bar, right? We all have a drink over a bar. That's where you develop one another. But building that bar, because when I know you and I know who you are and what you value, I'm less likely to hurt you. And so developing that as a teammate, like, we're not going to hurt each other because we know each other and we respect each other. And we just continue to build the bar and we continue to come together and have that drink, so to speak, so that we don't hurt each other, so that we know what makes each other tick. And those teammates, those relationships are what carry you through. Game of life.
Jay, former Husker. For those of you that don't know Jay Foreman, he was a part of the Husker team when they were winning back to back. Oh, they got beat. Oh, yeah. Another national championship.
Yeah, I know. That's what I think about all the time.
Three national championships, conference championship rings, also played over 10 years in the NFL. But to this day, he's a grown man, and he still calls Coach Osborne coach.
Yeah.
Why don't you explain to everyone why us grown men still call Coach Osborne coach
right.
this day?
Well, I mean, it's all of them, all our coaches. I still call him coach. But man, for Coach Osborne, we were like clowning around or whatever, I was acting a little, you know, and he walks in, I'll tighten up to this day. And, you know, the one thing I can say about Coach Osborne, he reeled my dad in hook, line, and sinker, and that's the hardest. I've never seen that. I mean, he had him eating out the palm of his hand. And I asked him one question, and this is hold true. I said, if I played in the all-state, you know, the all-state all-star game, which was in June or something, and I got hurt, would he honor the scholarship? He said, once you make a commitment to me, I'm committed to you, no matter what happens. And so that is just one of the many stories of Coach Osborne. But, you know, I just think he probably, you know, for me, he pushed me and I didn't even know that he was kind of like doing it until I got a little older and wiser. And so everything that he said he was going to do, he did. And so that's what a coach does. And he cares. I mean, every time I see him, he still asks about my dad, asks about my mom, you know, kids and stuff like, so, you know, it's not like, hey, you just played for me and you never hear from him again. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's not a lot of coaches that do that, man, especially at his stature and his, you know, as many players he's coached.
Yeah.
So,
and as a former player, coach, you're married to a coach, your father's a coach, everything that we're talking about today, and I'm pretty sure you are following the incredible work that your teammate, who I'm pretty sure used to haze back in the day. I'm just joking. You didn't haze her when she was a freshman.
We did not do that in Peewolf Nation.
I'm just joking.
We lived above the line.
But what can you tell our listeners? Because the whole goal today was to talk about this concept of being a teammate. We are asking for more volunteers to join this team to be a teammate's mentor. What can you share with them today about what it would mean to a young person to be their teammate mentor?
So as a teacher, kids are my business. I love kids. I love working with them. There's nothing greater than seeing them succeed, especially when you like get that really hard kid and you get them to a point where they've just bought in, like they will run through a wall for you. And I think when you think about the people that you have in your life, you have a connection with them and that makes you feel a certain type of way. You can be that person for someone and they are starved for it. Even in first grade, you know, I hate to say COVID, but that hit and you saw struggles that were maybe masked beforehand, but now there's no greater time than the need for that teammate and that mentor. It makes a huge difference, that 1 hour a week or just those small interactions. Some of the girls that I coach, you know, they play multiple sports. I'm at a small school. Everyone has to do everything to succeed. Otherwise you don't have the team. And they'll ask me in the hallway. It's super cool to see them like, hey, coach, are you coming to the game tonight? And it breaks my heart when I have to tell them no, because life, you know, I'm married to a coach. This is his heavy season right now. And we have two kids at home. So, no, I got to go to daycare, pick up my kids, and I'm going to have to miss it. But I'll watch you on Strive. And then to like revisit them in the hallway the next day and say, you had a great game, or I saw that hit, or I saw that block. Like, that was great. And just to see them light up, like all they want is someone who cares about them, just like we all want. Like, I think it's part of human nature. You want to be loved for, you want to be cared. And those kids need that more than ever. And some of them don't always get it at home, or they're bringing a whole bunch of baggage that I think growing up myself, I never knew. I was so naive to some of the baggage that these kids have to go through. And so seeing it as a teacher and as a coach, like, it's heavy stuff and they need guidance in the worst way. And they don't want to make those decisions, but they don't know how to do anything else, or they don't have anyone cheering them on in their corner. And to be that person for someone is incredibly fulfilling. Like, I learn more from them than they learn from me.
And then Jay, Coach Osborne, naming this program Teammates. What would it mean to him real quick for someone to go to teammates.org today?
Well, be just, you would be replicating what he's done and what he continues to do. You know, I ran into him at East, and he goes and sees his teammate still, you know, at his age. So I think it'd mean a lot, man. I'm getting there. I know you listen to me, man. I gotta get a couple kids to college, man. Hey, basketball players.
Hey, that's right. Yeah. Teammates.org. go to our website, find us, follow us, like us on Facebook. Ash, I'm going to let you wrap it up.
Join the team, be a mentor. You heard him. Go to teammates.org to learn more information. Thank you, Sadie and Jay, for joining us. This is Teammates Time Out with Demo and Ash on 93.7 The Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.